Okay, Christmas is not too far away now. It's being a Tuesday, about 3 weeks just before Christmas. Lots and lots of things still to do. Maybe you're possibly short of an idea or two of places to go, but there are lots and lots of things. It's a welcome return to Parveen Khan, who she's a mind of knowledge of all things Crawley. Morning, Parveen.
Morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm very well. I know that Christmas is on its way, but I've seen I've seen what you've been up to in the last last couple of weeks. You've been doing some poetry reading, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Tony. I do write poetry. I love words, as everybody knows, love literature words. So, yeah, I've been doing some poetry for Crawley Interfaith Network. Mm-hmm. So that was quite good. It was a really good event, actually. We all got together celebrating different faiths, appreciating each other, respect. And I did a poem called Come Together. And it was very much about representing Crawley Town, the goodness that we have, the positive aspects of Crawley as a town. So I love it, and I'm really grateful that I can express myself through poetry. And poetry is so important to all of us, and anybody can do it. But yeah, it was wonderful, actually. And then also I'm part of a poetry club as well that we meet up every once in a while. That's quite good as well. So everybody shares their own poetry, and also any famous poets that they know and authors that they know. So that's brilliant. Yeah. So, but I love sharing my words. And it's I didn't used to actually, Tony, write a lot, actually, especially poetry, because I always thought that I wasn't, I didn't have the right words, or I wasn't intelligent enough. But I think that's all a load of rubbish now. So everybody can write.
I think anybody that knows you, Parveen, will kind of agree and say, yeah, it's nothing to do with you being clever, I don't think. I mean, because this is all about, I think it's turned into a bit of a passion for you, hasn't it?
Yes, definitely. And especially, I found it really difficult to express myself in the past, maybe. And sometimes, you thought your words were not worthy enough. But I've left that now. I don't, as you're getting a little bit older, you don't really care about what other people think about you so much. So you just, for me, to express my creativity, I do it through poetry, through words. And I think everybody needs to let go of these things that we maybe put a lot of pressure on ourselves, don't we? So I think we need to let go. Just be yourself through words, through music, through dance, whatever you kind of fancy. But I think you need to express yourself and have an outlet, definitely. I've got more and more confidence. A few years ago, I would never have stood up and did my poetry. I would never have done that in front of a live audience. But I just don't care anymore. As long as my words and my message, togetherness, positiveness, poems can be quite sad as well, but that's okay. It's how we feel. It's how, as human beings, we have all these emotions. So I've had about 3-4 poems that I've read in the last few weeks, so it's been brilliant.
That's absolutely brilliant. I mean, as I say, I know it's something you're very passionate about, and books and book clubs and that, so maybe that's something we can look at for things to do in the new year is for resolutions and that, maybe get into poetry, or get people interested in poetry. We'll talk about that get together in January, but for now we've got the big day not too far away, haven't we? And there's some activities going on in Tilgate Park.
Yeah, I love Christmas, even though I don't celebrate Christmas, but I love it. I love the sense of, when the winter nights come in, and when people are decorating their houses with all, the lights and the Santa Claus and the Santa Grotto. And I love it. So if you walk around, actually, in Crawley, you can see a lot of the houses have already got all their lights on. I saw somebody with house lights today. On the roof. So that was amazing. I love it. I love that feeling.
And kids are really happy. I'll stick my hand up and say I've got my trees.
Oh,
we've got two trees in our house. Yeah, nice. So we've got our Christmas trees up. I'll stick my hand up because we actually love it as well. It's one of those wonderful things. But when you mention about that, you're not celebrating Christmas. I'm not going to get sort of any contentious here at all. Originally, of course, Christmas It's actually a pagan festival, I do believe, but it's seen very much as a Christian ceremony and a Christian time to celebrate the birth of Christ. But I think these days, much more, as we have a much more expanded population from all corners of the world, I actually see Christmas now as not so much a religious festival, and I'm sorry if anybody's offended by that, but not so much a Christmas festival, more as a time that everybody can join in. I mean, you said you join in. I mean, it's a wonderful spirit about Christmas, and that's the thing I like about it all.
Yeah, and I think it's acceptance of a culture. So when you're living in England or in America or wherever they have a big massive celebration of Christmas, I think it's just accepting and respecting each other as well, and respecting the spirit of things. I mean, Christmas, I mean, you know, Santa Claus, the red and the white, that was from a commercial, wasn't it? Like from Coca-Cola, wasn't it? It's and it's becoming more and more commercial, but I think in towns like Crawley, Tony, we do still have that kind of spiritual, that kind of festive, that kind of getting together and celebrating something. So I don't think it's just about the faith or you're not believing in it, or you know, I think it's just that community feel. And I think
that's what I was trying to drive at. That's exactly what I was driving at. It's a time that brings people together. And for me, the best part of Christmas Day is that the world almost stops.
Yes, which is brilliant. We all need a break.
We actually need that. I'm looking forward to Christmas. But anyway, getting back to, we've digressed a little. Tilgate Park.
That's okay. Yeah, so Tilgate Park, and it's called Magical Christmas, and it's on the 10th to the 19th of December. And I love the parks in Crawley. I love all the parks, and I love how they're so vast, and the trees and the flowers in the summer. So Tilgate Park is one of my favourite parks, and there's a Santo's Grotto there. There's going to be some food stores, fun fair rides. There's also going to be a performance of the Nutcracker. So this is from the 10th to the 19th of December, and I think it's just wonderful what Tilgate do all the time. Anyway, they like we're saying, they bring the community together, and the park is so beautiful, and it's something to celebrate. But so it's the 10th to the 19th of December, and it's Tilgate Park Magical Christmas.
Looking forward to that one. Of course, Christmas wouldn't be Christmas without the carols.
Oh, yes. Even yesterday I was at an event and it had carol singing. I loved it. And this is at the bandstand at Memorial Gardens on the 14th of December between 12 noon and 2 p.m. And people will be singing Christmas carols. It'd be wonderful. Wrap up warm, because you know December's going to get a bit more colder, but just wrap up warm, but just go and enjoy the spirit, enjoy the festive, enjoy the, you know, people have got so many wonderful sounds and voice and music, and the carols, always for me, I always remember them growing up in London and singing the carols myself, even though I didn't know what they were all about. But but that, once again, it's just a spirit of something. It's just enjoyment, and life is too short, Tony. Go and enjoy. You know, I think it's wonderful. And the bandstand in Memorial Gardens is such a wonderful place. Once again, there's so many things that happen there, but the Memorial Gardens, and it's in the heart part of Crawley town, so it's accessible by transport as well. That's what I love about it as well. So please get down there, 14th of December, 12 noon to 2 p.m.
Let's go and sing some carols, I think. Now, something we spoke about a couple of months ago, I think this is an extension of what we were originally talking about. It's the outdoor cinema. Now, you mentioned it's going to get colder, and as far as I'm aware, that the wind's going to start coming down from the north, and temperatures are going to drop. But the irony of this is the films they're actually showing.
Frozen. Yes. Not only Frozen, but Frozen 2.
If you hadn't had enough,
I think it's wonderful. I loved Frozen. I loved it. I just loved, because everybody, you know, it was just for the kids. Well, I think it was for adults as well as kids. The story, the animation, it was brilliant. But this is in the summer, they had the free outdoor cinema in the high street. So now in the winter months, they've got one coming up on the 17th of December from 1 p.m. So you can see Frozen and then Frozen 2 afterwards.
Where is it?
So Yeah, it's wonderful. I love it. I love the outdoor cinema. I think it's such a nice place. And the High Street is such a historical street. So it makes it just the ambience of that. So yeah, get down there, every adults, and it's free. So, you know, wrap up warm, take some hot drinks with you as well. There's lots of other places you can get hot drinks, but it's wonderful because I used to go to the summer cinema, outdoor cinema. That was wonderful.
You're going to need to wrap up warm for that one, I think, really. But I just think there's a serious piece of irony there. Whoever thought that one up? It's going to be December. Let's put on a couple of Frozen films. Yeah, it's chilly. We love it. 17th of December for that one in the High Street and the outdoor cinema. Now, apart from moving slightly away from Christmas, seems an odd thing to be doing in December, but kind of works because not everybody's heavily into Christmas and, you know, there are other things going on. There's a guitar hub going on, isn't there?
Yes, this is on the December the 17th, and it's the Guitar Hub at Crawley Museum, and it's like a drop-in workshop, actually, Tony. Mm-hmm. So you just go in, you learn to maybe, you know, play a few strings, you learn to maybe do a few simple songs or one of your favourite songs. So it's at the Crawley Museum, 11 to 12 noon, and I think it's wonderful. I think it's really nice to have this opportunity. If you've never picked up a guitar before, pick it up, just learn something. So it's, you know, you don't need to be practicing for hours and hours and hours, but it's just something nice. It's like a drop-in session. Just go jam, learn to jam, do your I mean, I was watching something the other day about, is it Don McLean, is that the guy? I mean I didn't realize the music that he did, and I watched it and I was just thinking, just Vincent, the guitar and the piano and music brings so much joy into everybody's life, but we never get the opportunity to learn. So maybe if you've never picked up a guitar before, go to Crawley Museum, December the 17th, between 11 and 12.
Why do you think I do this radio lark, Parvin? It's because I can't play a musical instrument. I wished I could, but I can't.
Your voice is your instrument, Tony. Your voice.
You're very kind. You're very, very kind to say that. So there's a few bits and pieces there to get through. Lots and lots of other events going on around. Lots of commercial events as well to go and celebrate the festive time of year. But there's also, of course, there are many events going on New Year's Eve. Not that anything much in the way of charitable stuff is going on New Year's Eve. My apologies if I've missed something there. But if you are running something that's charitable for New Year's Eve, let us know, won't you? Of course, it is studio@susieradio.com. Parveen, what are you up to for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to rest, Tony. I'm going to go to some of these events, and there's lots of different things going on at the moment. I might pop into the Hall Theatre on the 21st of December. They've got an improvisation comedy workshop, and I've never done that before, so that's kind of interesting me, actually. That's on the 21st of December. But I'm going to rest, Tony, because I've just been non-stop, and I think I'm going to go and rest, have time with my family, and my sister's probably going to make turkey, which we all kind of always think is dry, but
question
we never
for
say
you. Question for you on that. I've got to ask you the question on this because I know lots of people do it. I mean, you're having turkey for Christmas. Yeah. Are you going to turn some into turkey curry afterwards?
I don't usually. I'm not going to mess around with the turkey because I won't be any good of it. But turkey sandwiches, turkey curry, turkey in the salad, turkey coming out of our ears.
Oh, lovely.
But and you know what? We need to actually get some new recipes for turkey, but definitely I think and I hope they're available this winter, actually, by the way, so it makes a change from anything else that we're eating. But it's just it's family time, and I think, you know, the message is sit with your family, be with your family, the love and the care, and, you know, if you get Christmas Day off or Boxing Day off, just, you know, spend that quality time with each other. I've learnt that in my life, Tony, that quality time with your family beats anything.
It does. Well, Parveen, it's been a joy and a pleasure to talk to you this year, and we're going to continue this next year, hopefully. So at this point, can I just wish you and all of your family a very, very happy Christmas, and thank you for taking part in Spotlight Crawley this year.
Thank you very much, and happy Christmas to all the Susie listeners.